Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're still in Siman Tzadi, we're at Sif Ches, and today will be a very important Shir because we're going to learn about some of the halachos of Tefillah B'Tzibur, the obligation to daven with a minyan. But first, Sif Ches starts off with telling us some additional dinim about a Beis Knesset itself. Also, Lavor Chutz LeBeis HaKnesset B'Tzad She Pesach Pasuch Bo B'Shor Shasibur Mispalim. It's forbidden for a person to pass by a shul, the entranceway of the shul, where people enter into the shul, while the people are davening. Why not? B'Mei Shinira Kikofer. Because it looks like you're a heretic, that you don't want to go inside the shul. Sheino Nicholas Spalo. Everybody else is passing by that shul, they're going into daven. You pass by the shul and you don't go inside. Therefore, it looks like you're kofer, you're a non-believer, somebody who's not interested in going inside the shul. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mechav Beis writes, look in the Bir HaGra to explain what it means, B'tzad Sha Pesach. And in the issue footnote number 15, he brings down the Gra, telling us that we're talking about here only walking by Dafka Acharei HaKosel Shabbat Pesach. We're talking about passing by the shul where the door entranceway into the shul is. But if you're walking on the other side of the shul where there's no entranceway, this din doesn't apply. Sivkot Mechav Gimel, Shatzibur Mispalim, Ayin B'Prima Godim. Mishnah Berurah tells us, look at the Prima Godim, She'esh L'Hachmir Afilu Beis Kriya Shema B'Sukkah D'Zimra. This doesn't only mean Shemona Esrei, like the simple wording sounds, but even if the shul is davening P'Sukkah D'Zimra or Shema, one shouldn't pass by the oat reading entranceway into the shul without entering into the shul. We'll see in a moment several caveats as to why this is permissible in many cases, Halach L'Maisa. And that's what the Mechaber now tells us. V'im no say Masoi, if you're carrying some sort of a package, or, oh, shalovish tefillin, or you're wearing tefillin. Oh, sheish beis haknesses achabir, or there's another shul in town. Oh, sheish lebeis haknesses at Pesach acher, or there's another entrance way into this shul. And the Ramah writes, oh, shirochev ala behema, or you're riding on an animal, mutter, then it's permissible. In all of these situations, the underlying theme is, it doesn't look like you're a kofer. It doesn't look like you're not interested in entering the shul. It clearly looks like you're either a frum yid because you're wearing tefillin, or it looks like you're busy because you're carrying packages, or you may be going to another shul, or the other entrance of the shul, or there's an animal that you're taking care of. So in every one of these situations, there's a clear evidence to anybody watching that you're not a kofer, you're not interested in going to the shul, but you're busy, or you're preoccupied, or you're entering a different shul. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Dalet writes, O Shalavush, you're wearing tefillin. Dinirish, O Machus, O Love, the person who's wearing tefillin clearly, obviously, is a frum yid. V'lo yavoy l'choshto, and nobody's going to come to be concerned that this person is not going inside the shul. In Dirshu footnote number 16, he brings down from the Yoruch HaShulchan, even if you're holding the talis and tefillin in your hand, you're not wearing it. Everybody will realize that you're going to another shul, and you could pass by that shul entrance. Sivkot and Chavhei. O Sheesh Beis HaKnesses V'chulei. There's another shul in the city. Nearly, the Mishnah Berurah says, Du Adin, this would be the same halacha im regilim beis haknesses zeh. Last was kama minyonim. You're passing by the shul. There's a 6:30 minyan, but you're planning on going to the 7 o'clock minyan. In the meanwhile, you're going to do something else. Maybe you're picking up somebody else to help them come to shul. So whatever the situation is, gam kin shari. In this situation where there's more than one minyan in that shul, even though you're passing by the shul, it's clear to somebody watching that not necessarily that you're a kofer, but you have another reason to come later on. The lo yuvo lechoshto. Nobody's going to be suspicious that you're not a religious yid. Sivkot chavav. O shirochev. You're riding on an animal. Shenikar. It's clear. Shemibnei shu tarud b'shmiras abheima eno nichnas. Because you're obviously watching the animal. That's why you're not going into the shul at that moment to daven. Now sif test. This is a very, very important sif. The Mechaber writes, Yishtadel odom lispalo bebeis haknesses imatzibur. A person should try very hard. That's the simple meaning of the word yishtadel. Although, as we'll see, many of the achronim, the modern-day poskim, say that this means there's an absolute chiv on a person to daven in a minyan in shul. Haber continues, and he says, V'im hu onus, if there are extenuating circumstances, she'en yochol of all the basic tenses, that you can't come into the shul, then, yechavin l'spal b'shor shatzibu mispal, and one should try to arrange your time, that if you're davening at home, you're davening at the same time that the shul is davening. The shul has a 7 o'clock minyan, so daven at home if you can't make it to the shul, and daven at 7 o'clock at home, and that's a shtickle, a little bit like you're davening with the tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Zayin writes, L'hispal b'veis haknesses. A person has to try very hard to daven in the shul with a minyan. V'afilu im yesh lo asar b'veiso. And this is true even if you have 10 people in your house, so you're not even giving up the minyan, but you're just giving up the shul. Yishtadel b'veis haknesses. A person should try to preferably daven with a minyan in shul than a minyan outside the shul. And he says, Ayin and Siv Yud Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Hei, where this is discussed further. There, the Mishnah Berurah talks about the difference between a Beis Medrash and a Beis HaKnesses. We'll see this in Yotz Hashem in a few days. This word Yishtadel is a very crucial word, and many suggest that the Mechaber, and as evidenced by the Mishnah Berurah, is not talking that one has the option of going to Minyan or not. You see from the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah where he says, Yishtadlu beveis haKnesses, even if you have a choice of having a Minyan outside the beis haKnesses versus a Minyan in the beis haKnesses, then you should try to go to the Minyan in the beis haKnesses. But davening with a Minyan, that's a chiyuv, that's an obligation. And if you look in Dershu footnote number 18, he brings down many different shitos of the Achronim that discuss this. And he says, while the words Yishtadlu seem to sound like it's not an absolute chiyuv, he brings down the Shelos of Chuvah Sigris Moshe, Shu chiyuv bi'ikur mitzvahs tefillah. This is an essential component of davening. A person should daven with a minyan. Kivin should be chidus. When a person davens alone, lumuvtoch afilu liyadim gadol. It's not certain, even if he's a great person and a tzaddik, shneskabel tefillah, so that your tefillah will be accepted. When you daven with a minyan, so you're davening with a tzibur. Tzibur is a Rashi Tevos, an abbreviation for tzaddikim, beninim, urishayim. So therefore, all the tefillahs go up to Shemayim together, and there's an extra oomph, an extra push to everybody's tefillahs, then they're accepted much more likely when you're in a tzibur situation when you're davening alone. And this is also what the Chofetz Chaim himself writes in Shmiras HaLashon. Shu Chiyuv, he writes there, it's an absolute Chiyuv. And this is, in fact, the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal as well. And he brings Rayas from the Gemara and Psachim to this. And many others hold that this is the effect, the halacha, that a person should and is obligated to daven in a minyan. He does bring down, however, the Sefer Emek HaBracha, who says that maybe there's not a chiv to be mispalled by the tzibur. However, kivon shetfilas hayochad nishmas b'chol man rak b'tzibur. But if you want to make sure that your tefillas are answered, certainly kedai shetiskabel tefillas utzorach lishtadel lispalled in matzibur. Certainly one should, even if it's not an absolute chiv, one absolutely should try to daven with a minyan. He brings that from Dain Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak. Shaloshon Yishtadel Hainu Lispalo Dafko Beveis HaKnesses B'tzibur V'lo Beveis HaBiasor. As I pointed out before, Dain Weiss says that when the Mishnah Berurah explains Yishtadel, he's explaining the Mechaber that Yishtadel isn't that you have a choice, but it's the choice here between davening with a minion outside the shul or davening with a minion in the shul. So the minion in the shul trumps davening with a minion outside the shul, although we see there's certain exceptions to this a little bit later on. And this is in fact mashma from the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah as well. The issue footnote number 19 brings down Kishyesh Minyan Kavua Bevesa. If somebody has a set minyan in this house, so the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tofresh Pei Zayin writes Shalakriyas HaMegillah Mistabish Shatzorach L'Lachas Beisa Knesses. Only when it comes to Megillah reading, do you have to go to a shul? Mashma Shibeloza Einu Chayev. If you have a regular minyan in your house, so then maybe one would be able to daven there rather than going to the shul. But this is really a Kavua minyan. It says Minyan Kavua Bevesa. Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Im HaTzibur, Mipnei Shein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Moes B'Tfilas HaTzibur. God never is disgusted by the tefillah of somebody davening in the tefillah B'Tzibur. V'afilu hayo b'em chotim, and if there are sinners over there, lo yimonim el'spalimon, don't not daven there because, oh, those people aren't good enough for me. A person should daven in a minyan in a shul. The issue footnote number 20 brings down from the Shmiras HaLosha from the Chofetz Chaim, he's marech levores godol ha'inyan v'amayel shel tefillah b'tzibur. He writes a long arichus there on how great it is to daven in a minyan and the great reward that one gets. And here he lists some of those reasons. Yesh schar p'sios, you get the extra credit for walking to the shul. If it's ochel lekabel es p'nei ha'shchina, you get to greet the shchina that's present in the shul, especially when the people there that are learning Torah. You also are being a wonderful role model. Other people see you going, they're going to go as well, and you get the schar because those people went to shul that they wouldn't have gone otherwise. And also, when you're all together in the shul, the prayer is on a higher level and the mitzvah is on a higher level. And as well, you get to eat the fruits in this world, and you have a long life. That's the promise for a person who dives into Tefillah B'Tzibur. And as well, b'shas ha'tfilah matzibur who eis ratzo b'shamayim. And this is an especially opportune time for your tefillos to be answered. And furthermore, shemimnei miyut ha'kavona b'zmanenu. When you're davening nowadays, unfortunately, people don't have a kavona. Kishmispalu matzibur misalat tefillos u'afilu she'enu b'chavona kokach. Even if you don't do such a great job of kavona, when you're davening with the tzibur, your kavona is automatically better. And even if it's not, your tefillah is more likely still to be accepted. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, if there are two shuls in town, one has a larger contingent of people, it's better to daven in the larger shul. Footnote number 21, however, brings down the fees that are based on this. It would appear that you should always have to daven in the larger shul in town. All the other shuls should go out of business. So it brings down from the Radvaz, Sha'af Shemitzul Espala Barovam, even though there is a mitzvah to daven in the larger shul, Af Kivon Shalakol Tzibur Yesh Min Hagim Shonim. But if different shuls in town have different communities that they come from and different customs, and you won't daven as well if they're not davening your nusuch, or if you're not davening in the style that you used to, Lefikach Nagu Kol Bnei Ir V'Loshon Lasos Lem Kol Bifnei Atzmo. So you can have many different smaller shuls, even though it would be preferable to all daven in one large shul if there are different customs, different nuschos of the davening, etc. He brings down as well from the Igros Moshe, Shkosav, Shafilu, Im HaMinhagim, Shavim, and even if they're all davening the same, if the big shul is too far away, or if for whatever the reason it's more convenient to go to the local shul, which is smaller, one is permitted to do that as well. The issue footnote number 22 brings down a very interesting discussion. What happens when you have more than one Ovel, and they each want to daven for the Yomud? So Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, they both pask that it's actually preferable not to break up because of Rov Am Hadras Melech. It's better to daven in a larger minion, and it's preferable even if you have two Avelim there that they should flip a coin or make some other sort of a pshara between them, and only one minion should exist. However, Rav Elyasha disagrees, and he says doing a chesed with your friend, and as well that it's a benefit for the mace, you can break up and not have the benefit of Barov Am Hadras Melech and break up into two smaller minyanim. And he brings down as well the Makar HaChayim, Shemutu Mitam Shosim Chesed Im HaNiftar, because you're doing a chesed for the mace that his children are davening for him, so it would be acceptable to break up into two smaller minyanim. Again, Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman disagree. The Cheshech Shlomo has somewhat of a compromise. He says if it's before the davening is started, then you can break up. But if you've already started Pesukah de Zimra, then it would be also to be Mechalek. That would be a lack of covered for Shemayim. How do you calculate which is the larger shul? So Chaim Kanievsky says you count all the people there, even Ketanim. They count Shemitzar from the Cheshbon Verov Am. Mishnah Berurah then adds, Kosovo Achronim, Dim Yesh Beveis HaKnesset Shlo Rov Am, Rov Bilbul. If the larger shul has the benefit of Berov Am, but it's very noisy, it's very loud, Vein Odom Shomei Alot Tfilah V'lo Kriyas HaTorah, because it's so big, you can't hear the davening well, you can't hear Kriyas HaTorah, then Mutav L'Spala Beveis HaBeasorah, better than to daven even outside the shul in a house with 10 people where you're able to daven better. Beveis HaKnesset B'yochad Beveis HaBeasorah. What happens if you have no minion in the shul, but you happen to have a minion in your house? So then he says, Tvila Bitzibur Odiv. Tvila Bitzibur trumps davening in a shul. So while there is a halacha that if you have to daven b'yechidus at home, or you can daven b'yechidus in the shul, you should daven in the shul, but if you can daven with a minion outside the shul versus davening alone in the shul, then the minion trumps. And even if later on you'll be able to hear Kaddish and Baruch Hu, still, you still should daven with the minion. That's better than davening in the shul without a minion. How do we define Tfilah B'Tzibur? The Iko Tfilah B'Tzibur Hu Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei. Tfilah B'Tzibur is called Davening Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Dainu Shispalu Asara Anoshim Shem Gedolim B'Yachad. That means 10 adult males above the age of Bar Mitzvah should be starting Shmoneh Esrei at the same time. The issue footnote number 23 brings down a discussion that we had previously. The Rav Moshe says that if you have six people that haven't davened yet, and then you pull in four people that have already davened, so you can say Dvarim Shebekdusha, but that's not called Tfilah B'Tzibur. And the Stipler Gaon agrees to this as well. She'ein zenech shel tefillah b'tzibur. There are others that disagree. The Emek Bracha, Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss, they say, based upon a Rambam, that it is called tefillah b'tzibur, even if only six people are davening and the other four are there. And he suggests that even the Igros Moshe might agree to this. He leaves this with a Tzorich Iyun. Certainly, it's preferable if you have 10 people that haven't davened yet. That's the best, the Yoyotze, all the Deos. The issue footnote number 24 says that ideally all 10 of the people should be starting the Shmoneh Esrei Hashem Sefai Tiftach at the same time, but if they're slightly off, that's not a Kepeda. However, the Yol should be saying it at the same time. However, the Chazon Ish has a tremendous cool over here. He says as long as one person is still davening, that's still called Tefillah B'Tzibur. And this carries on, then if another person starts davening at the point where the other person is almost done, so then that's still called Tefillah B'Tzibur for somebody else to catch on to him. So this is a tremendous kula, but certainly it shouldn't be relied upon. L'chatchila, ideally, a person should gauge his davening so he begins the Shmoneh Esrei when the Tzibur is beginning the Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Shechter Shlita told me that as long as you're in the first bracha before they reach Magen Avraham, he thinks that's also still called starting together with the Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'lo kamo shechoshvin ha'hamon shikol l'spala basor urak l'shmo kadosh k'dusha baruch hu." Many people make the mistake and think that as long as they come to shul, and even if they didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, but they heard baruch hu, they heard kadosh and kedusha, that's called tefillah b'tzibur. They're wrong. So they only concern that the 10 people in the shul when they say Dvarim Shebekdusha, Vizeu Tos. This is a big mistake. He brings in the name of the Chai Odom. It's an obligation upon every person to make sure he gets a shul in time that he should say Shmone Esrei with the Tzibur. Now, if somebody gets up to daven early on Shabbos morning with the Hashkama minion, because the rest of the Tzibur is going to miss Zman Kriyashma, so he davens Shachrus with the Hashkama minion, or even Vasikin, and they, of course, daven Musaf at that minion right after Shachrus. They have Kriyas HaTorah and then they daven Musaf. So the Mishnah Berurah says amazingly, and you'll have time to later on go to the other shul where they have the other minion that davens Musaf in a larger number of people, Barov Am, Yosef Tov Lelech Lispalo Musaf Imatziba Beis HaKnesses. Better to go daven in the shul of Musaf than davening over here with the 10 people that are davening in the right time Shachris. The Berov Am Hadras Melech. Again, because of this reason that you're davening with a larger tzibur. So he says, amazingly, daven Shachris in the right time, but then leave that minyan and daven in the larger minyan for Musaf. The issue footnote number 25 does bring down the Levushe Srod, who writes, Shafilu Mispalo Kivasikin. Yosef Tov Le'acharis Tfilas Musaf Shikinei Korban Musaf Shayakari B'Shas Hashishas. He says, even by davening Vasikin, which is of course more correct, you still shouldn't daven Musaf at that time because the Korban Musaf was brought later in the day. But he writes, Mikol Mokum Ein Kedai La'Acher Kol Kach, you shouldn't delay so much, because you can't eat till then, so therefore you shouldn't delay so much. L'maisa, since these minyanim are usually in a shul, you don't have the problem of Rov Amazus Melech because they're davening in a good minyan, and therefore they prefer to daven in that minyan, and there are heterim for them to daven musaf as well in the vasikin or the hashkama minyan, rather than waiting until the later period of time to daven with a larger minyan in the shul. Although that was the opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Tshuva Siyad Eliyo, that you should daven musaf later on. But then he writes, V'davke mokom yuchad l'tfilosu b'beis ha-knesses. That's only if you have a regular seat in that larger shul. Avalam ein mokom yuchad l'tfilosu b'beis ha-knesses. If that's not your regular place to daven, then tov yosef shi'spalu kol ha-tfilo b'mokom echad. Then he says it's better to daven in the vasikim minyan or the hashkom minyan to daven then, because that's your regular place. He brings down from the Tshuva Siyad Vas, Tofu Shasar Nosan Lo Rishus Yom Echad L'Spalu Matziba B'minyan. Your guy's in jail, and the Sar of the jail gives you permission to get out for one day. The famous Tshuva of the Radvaz says you can leave one day. So should you wait till Yom Kippur, you should go out right now. Ez Yom Shiyirtzim, you can only go out for one day. So the Radvaz says Yispalu Osu Yom Tekev. Go out as soon as you can. That's the importance of Tefila B'tzibur. V'lo Yach Mitzah Mitzvah, and don't delay doing the mitzvah. Let the mitzvah sour. L'hamtim Al Yom Kippur or Purim, even to wait for great important days like Yom Kippur or Purim. Better to go daven immediately right now with the minyan as soon as you can. And he says, look in the Chayyodim, Klal Samaches, and Nishasodim, Sheherich, Bekama, Protim, Sheish, Binyan, Zeh. There are many other details to this that are not for right now. Ayin Sham. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes Onus. If you're under extenuating circumstances and you couldn't go to the minyan, so then you should try to daven at least at the same time that the minyan is davening. Hainu, for example, what's extenuating circumstances? Shetash Kocha, the person's very weak. Avshein Ochol, even though he's not sick. Vimu Onus Mamon, but if it's for monetary reasons, Shemach Masishtad Luso, Lispal, Lematziba, Yovel, they have said, if because of you're trying to go to minyan, you're going to lose money, then also Yochel, Lispal, Beveso, Beyocha, then a person would be allowed to daven in his own house, Beyachidus, in order not to lose money. Or to daven in the shul when there's not yet a minyan there. However, avo mishum minyas revach, but just not to make a profit. So, for example, you're going to get fired if you don't go to shul, so then you don't have to go to shul. But if you're just not going to get a promotion, you're not going to get a big raise, or you're not going to make a killing in the stock market or something like that, mishum minyas revach, to prevention of a great gain, then lo yimona milispalu matziba, then the person doesn't have a right not to daven with a minyan. Because the chiluk yesh be'minias revach levein hesed bekiso, there's a huge difference between not making a big profit and losing something from your pocket. The king calls the Shev Yaakov. He brings down the name of the Shev Yaakov. The Heid Al Gon advises about the going Moreno Zalman Merlis, Ab based in the Kilas Kodesh Hamburg. Shepam Achas Holach lebeis haKnesses Meuta Betalis Tefillin Kedarko. He once went to shul all dressed up in his talis and tefillin. Upaga bo odim echor shoyel olim kor avonim tovos. And he met with a person who was a diamond merchant of some sort, and he wanted to sell him. Rotsa sheyelech imo lebeis. He wanted him to come to his house right then and there and make a huge deal together. The Hagoyin heishid lo shiyamten ad sheyavod meis haKnesses. And the Goyin said, wait till I'm done davening with the minion. Ubesoch kach mechor liacher. And meanwhile, this diamond person sold the diamonds to somebody else, and the other person yoacher hirviach bem kama alofim. But the other guy made a killing. Over here, made thousands of these rots. The Samach HaGoyin, and this Goyin, he was so happy. Simcha Gedol, a great happiness. Shish Mineged Mamun Rav, he gave up a huge fortune over here, Avur Tvila Betzibur, in order to be able to dive with a minion. And this is brought down the name of the Bargain Yibarim. The King Kasa Besevi Elio Rabba, Beshem Chuas Besyakov, the same idea. The Yesh Likno Suana Shim Shimonim Lelech Lebesa Knesset Shum Shoski Betorah, O Mishum Shim Mestakun Mamun. He says you should give a fine to those people that are even learning Torah, and certainly if they're going to make money and not coming to Shul for a minion. With Ashirim, Yesh Liknos Yosef. For the rich guys, you should even penalize them more. Or Baal Torah, Avshosi B'Limud. And why the guy that's learning Torah, should we penalize him as well? Because it's a terrible chashad that he's not going to minyan. People are not going to know that he's learning Torah. And it's going to be Chilul Hashem. They're going to say he's a big Talmud Chacham and he doesn't go to shul. Bottom line from all of this is a tremendous, tremendous importance of davening every single tefillah b'tzibur as much as one possibly physically can. The issue foot number 27 brings down that the choice is davening Shachris or Musaf, preferable, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky to daven Shachris in the shul, because that's more of a Bakoshes Rachamim. The issue footnote number 28 says that the heta for a person, he brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman, if for business reasons he has to go to a place where there is no minion, or for health purposes he has to go to a place where there is no minion, then one would be permitted to go live in those places. Shevet HaLevi agrees for health purposes, but says this person shouldn't do this for financial reasons if possible. The issue 29 says, if your boss doesn't let you go to Minyan, you also have a right not to daven with a Minyan, you can daven be a chidus. There's much more to say, but that will conclude today's shiur.